language of Farsi. Thank you very much for speaking Farsi. I believe that the United States of America cannot intervene between relations between other countries and control the relation between other countries. This is that what we believe. And never a country cannot decide in order to maintain one of the lobbies in that country, treat the benefits of other countries. Maybe it should be interesting for you and others that maybe it's very interesting for you that many countries has reduced the volume of trade with Iran, but the trade between the United States of America has increased the trade, and they have said, and this shows that the United States of America is making double standard policy towards this. We don't have any problem with the companies, American companies. We are doing trade with them, but we do not let United States of America to intervene and to question the trade between Iran and other countries and to influence on that. There are so many ways in order to continue the relation between and different mechanisms like INSTEX that other countries should stand in front of the United States of America's sanctions, which are illegal sanctions, and they are imposing their policy to the other countries, and these are against the resolutions of United Nations, and the world is waiting that America is intervening to relations of other countries, and I believe the world will stand against that.
Birleşmiş Milletler Konvansiyonu'nun tersine bir işlem yapıyor ve bütün dünya Amerika'nın bu politikası karşısında durmalıdır. Yoksa bütün dünyanın ekonomi veya diğer ilişkilerini düzenlemek için elinin üstüne koyup oturup beklemek zorunda kalacaktır.
Son soruyu alıyoruz.
Hello, Mr. Foreign Minister. I will ask two questions. One question less than my counterpart in Turkey, my colleague in Turkey. What are the ways of expansion of relations between Syria, Turkey, and Iran after the post-war time in Turkey, and what is the position of Turkey against the Golan Heights recognition by United States as Israeli territory?
Bir de Türkiye'nin Amerika'nın tek taraflı yaptığı davranışlar konusunda, mesela Golan Tepeleriyle ilgili aldığı kararlarla ilgili Türkiye'nin tutumu ve yaklaşımı nedir?
Çok teşekkür ediyorum. Bugün Irak'ta ve Suriye'de DAEŞ'in kontrol ettiği herhangi bir alan yoktur.
There is no area that is controlled by DAEŞ. But DAEŞ and terrorist organizations are similar. We need to be very cautious still. And especially these types of terrorist organizations, we should not allow them to use Islam, and we need to struggle against their ideology.
And
these groups have no relation to Islam. Islam is a religion of peace. We are against all terrorist organizations. And as such, the PKK, the YPG, the PYD, and other terrorist organizations, including FETÖ, we will continue our struggle against them. And whether it's in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, Turkey, wherever it may be, all these terrorist organizations and our struggle against them, our partnership with Iran is very important in this aspect. America's unilateral decisions and the steps that they have taken unilaterally is deteriorating the global system, and we have said this many times. And in the Golan Heights, which is part of Syria's territorial integrity, and an American unilateral decision to give this land to Israel is against international law, and this is not the right stance. It will only increase regional tensions, and our president, Mr. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said that this is illegal, and as Turkey's foreign minister, I clearly state that, and my minister has clearly stated we are against this, and we do not recognize these type of decisions.
الحاق تپه‌های جولان که خاک سوریه هست به اسرائیل با تصمیم یکجانبه آمریکا مغایر با حقوق بین‌الملل هست این رو به هیچ وجه قبول نداریم این کار آمریکا تنها باعث افزایش تنش در منطقه میشه مخالفتمون با این امر رو به دفعات تکرار کردیم شخص جناب رجب طیب اردوغان رئیس جمهور ترکیه شخصا با این موضوع اعلام مخالفت کردم من هم به عنوان وزیر خارجه ترکیه اعلام مخالفت کردم حتی وزارت خارجه ترکیه هم در این زمینه بیانیه‌ای رو صادر کرد
Our president, when he was the prime minister, he struggled to reach a solution for the Golan Heights, and the administration and the Israeli administration then and the conflict in Syria had not started. The solution was almost reached. It was up to a couple words. The prime minister of Israel, I believe it was Olmert, when he returned to his country, he said that he would meet again, but after he went to Israel, instead of coming back, he decided to attack Gaza and Palestine. So we realize that their intentions are not for a solution, and with the support of the United States, their intention is to annex other people's soil, and with illegal settlements, they are trying to steal this land.
با طرف اسرائیلی صحبت کرده بودند حتی اون موقع جنگ داخلی در سوریه شروع نشده بود و در اونجا واسطه‌گری کرده بودند بین اسرائیل و رژیم سوریه و متاسفانه اما حل این مسئله تپه‌های جولان تنها به چند تا کلمه محدود شده بود اگر اشتباه به خاطر نیارم اون موقع اولمرت بود در اسرائیل و گفتن که وقتی برمیگردن این مسئله رو حل خواهند کرد اما وقتی که به اسرائیل برگشتن نه تنها این مسئله رو حل نکردن بلکه حمله کردن به غزه و فلسطین ما امروز می‌فهمیم که هدف اونها حل این مسئله نبوده بلکه سعی می‌کردن که زمان به دست بیارن و با حمایت امریکا خاک سایر کشورها رو تصاحب بکنن همانطور که فلسطین رو اشغال کردن و یا غزه خیلی متشکرم مسابقه مطبوعاتی به پایان رسید
We've been listening to Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu and his Iranian counterpart, Javad Zarif, speaking live.
Well, these were live images that we received from Ankara, as we've told you before. After his one-day trip to Damascus, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is now on another one-day trip, this time to Turkey, to talk to his Turkish counterpart. And this was a press conference of the two parties that we just witnessed. Just to recap, the most important issues that were highlighted during the press conference was the fact that Cavusoglu, the Turkish Prime Minister, dismissed the U.S. move by putting the IRGC in a terrorist list and also said that the sanctions are a very wrong policy that the U.S. is pursuing. He also insisted that no parts of Syria is now being controlled by Daesh, but it's very important to be able to maintain peace.